Going to the book of Genesis, the 45th chapter. My, what a chapter this is. Praise God. Genesis, the 45th chapter. I want to read just in our hearing tonight. It'd be good just to hang on to that chapter. We'll be referring back and forth to it. But I want to read verse number 25. To verse number 28. And they went up out of Egypt. Everybody say they went up. That's the direction I want to go. They went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons, everybody say, when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. I want to preach tonight about two winning witnesses, the wagons and the word. That'll get the job done. Amen. The wagons and the word. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. May be seated. Amen. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, let God load your wagon tonight. Amen. Let God load your wagon tonight. Hallelujah. Psalm 68, verse 19, the psalmist said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Anybody had your wagon loaded lately? Hallelujah. Anybody understand that I have benefits in my life because the Lord has promised that he was going to load my wagon? Hallelujah. Amen. We get to looking around at what somebody else has or what somebody else is doing, and we get a little bit down. Hey, if you'd look like the prophet did or like the psalmist did and understand every day the Lord is loading me with benefits, it would be good if we'd get up in the morning and say, load her up, Lord. I need you again today. I got to have more grace. I got to have more mercy. I got to have more power. I need some understanding. I need some patience today, Lord, and your daily bread. I need your benefits today, God. I just can't make it by myself. Amen. We need his benefits. Every day we need the benefits of the Lord. Hallelujah. What in the world were they doing in Egypt anyway? Amen. Well, you'll remember the story. There was a 17-year-old boy by the name of Joseph, and his brothers hated him. And they decided when he came out one day, they were going to kill him. They were going to kill him because he was a dreamer. And he told them about his dream. He said, I had a dream. And he said, 11 she's bowed down before me. Guess how many brothers he had? He had 11 brothers. Amen. And he said, all 11 of them bowed down before me. Boy, that made his brothers mad. They said, you mean you think we're going to bow down before you? You're the younger brother. We're not going to bow down before you. Amen. And then a few days later, he said, I had another dream last night. He said there were 11 stars and the sun and the moon bowed down before me. And even his papa got a little upset with that one. He said, now boy, you're getting a little out of hand here. You mean you think your mama and me are going to bow down to you, and all of your brothers going to bow down to you? And Joseph just said, well, that's what the Lord showed me. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the Lord let me see. Praise God. That's what I saw. Just telling you what I saw. Sometimes it's not too smart to tell people what you see. Sometimes you just got to keep it to yourself. Amen. The Lord's loading your wagon, but you just keep the load for right now. Hallelujah. They don't understand. Amen. Some things God shows us for our own benefit. And so he saw the dream. His brothers hated him. They said, we'll kill him when he gets here. And Reuben, the oldest brother, said, no, let's don't do that. He said, let's just throw him down in this old well and let him die in there. Wasn't that compassionate? He really did have a plan. He said, I'm going to come back later on and I'm going to get him out. Amen. Meanwhile, while Reuben was gone, came a band of Ishmaelites on the way down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brethren, he said, let's make a little profit here, boys. We don't have to kill him, we can sell him. And so that's what they did. They sold him into bondage and to slavery to the Ishmaelites. And the Ishmaelites took him down to Egypt and sold him again. They sold him into the house of a man named Potiphar. But the Bible said, and God was with Joseph in Egypt. Amen. Let me tell you something. Wherever you go, the Lord will be with you if you will allow him to be. Amen. God lets some people go through more than he does other people. And if God trusts you with the trial, it's because he has confidence in you. If God trusts you with the burden, it's because he has confidence in you. He's going to let some of us go through things he didn't let other people go through. Amen. This was someone that he had chosen. And you can see something special in the life of Joseph. Amen. 17 years old. Everybody say 17 years old. Sold into slavery. Away from his loved, beloved father, his beloved mother, sold into slavery, 17 years of age. But when he got to Potiphar's house, Joseph made up his mind. He said, if I'm going to be here, I'm not going to be down in the dumps. I'm not going to live my life in discouragement. Hallelujah. I might be a slave, but I'm going to be a good one. I might be a servant, but I'm going to be a good one. I might as well be happy. Hey, happiness is still a choice. Amen. You cannot say so-and-so made me unhappy. You chose to be unhappy. They made me angry. No, you chose to be angry. They upset me. Well, you let them upset you because you hold the key to how you respond to what somebody else does to you. Hello? Hello, we don't like that, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Praise God. And I've said those very things, but it's just not true. Amen. Joseph made up his mind. I'm going to go ahead and be happy while I'm here. And he started working. He did everything that he could do. And the Bible said it wasn't too long before this 17-year-old boy started getting promotions. Amen. And a few years later, he was over everything that Potiphar had. He was over all of his businesses. He was over everything they were. Potiphar didn't even know how much money he had. Anything he wanted, he went and asked Joseph, because Joseph was in charge of it all. Hey, God can bless people that have a good attitude. And you know what? Even in this old world, with a good attitude, you can still advance. I hear people sometimes hate their job. Amen. Well, no wonder you're not getting anywhere. Amen. You got to apply yourself. You got to have a good attitude. You may be around people with a stinking attitude, but you don't have to have one. I've heard people say, well, this job don't pay enough. Well, they've hired you, and they're paying you whatever you're getting. And if you wasn't there, you wouldn't be getting anything. And guess what? If you really start applying yourself and you get a good attitude and you start adding something to that business, they're going to take notice. Hey, here's somebody that's got something different than everybody else on the job. Here's somebody that cares about what they're doing. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight. You and I represent Jesus Christ. So whatever you do, the Bible said, do it with all of your might. If you're going to be a dog catcher, be the best dog catcher you can be. If you're going to be a garbage collector, be the best one you can be. If you're going to be a president, be the best one you can be. If you're going to be a burger flipper, you flick burgers in Jesus' name and do the best that you can. You just represent the King. Have a good attitude. Amen. Joseph did. And my, did it ever pay off. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Trouble still came. You can be doing good and trouble can still come your way. Not everybody's going to wish you well. Potiphar's wife lusted after Joseph, tried to seduce Joseph. He would not succumb to her advances. She became angry with him. She caught him in the house all by herself one day. And she again tried. The Bible said every day she was trying to get him. And he constantly was resisting. But that day, it got too close for comfort. She grabbed a hold of his coat. And he, in order to get away, slipped off the coat and ran outside. Amen. The Bible said, flee youthful lust. That wasn't even written, and he still did it. But the problem, he left behind his coat and an angry woman. And so she took that coat as evidence. She started lying about Joseph. She said, he came in here and tried to abuse me. It's Joseph's fault. Who did they believe? They believed her. And listen, sometimes people, you can be in the right and people still not going to believe you. Does that mean God's not with you? Oh no. Oh no. Amen. So from Potiphar's house in a cushiony place and prosperity, he wound up in the king's prison. But the Bible said, and the Lord was with Joseph in prison. And you know what? Even in prison, Joseph said, you know what? I'm here. Might as well have a good attitude. Might as well be happy. Every morning get up and say, Lord, load my wagon. I'm in prison, but you still got benefits for prisoners. Amen. Prisoners need what everybody else has got. God, help me to have a good attitude today. Help me to praise you today. Help me to worship you today. Help me to live for you today. Help me to be a blessing to somebody else today. Amen. Help me not to be selfish today. Help me not to be grumpy today. Help me not to be grouchy today. Amen. Help me, God, to help somebody. Help me to be a good witness today. Help me to win somebody to you today. Amen. Joseph had an excellent attitude. And guess what? The guy that was over the prison said, hey, you know what? I can trust this man. Amen. And so he put him on over everything to do with the prison. Say, that's not much, but hey, it's better than some things could have been. Amen. He's still in prison, but he said, guess what? He said, I'm here. I'm just going to go ahead and be a blessing while I'm here. Woo! What an attitude, folks. What a spirit. No wonder God loved Joseph. No wonder Joseph was blessed of the Lord. No wonder God used that man. He's looking for Josephs today. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, it's the story. They put a couple of men in there in prison, and they got up and they were real upset and real sad. And Joseph said, what's the problem? Isn't that nice that here he was in prison and he was worried about somebody else being sad? He wasn't all consumed with his own troubles and his own problems, but he cared about what somebody else felt. And so he asked him, he said, what's wrong? And they told him the story. One said, I had a dream, and I don't know what it means. He said, I was the chief's butler and had this dream, some big grapes, were there, and he said, and I squeezed these big grapes in Pharaoh's cup, and there's three vines, and Joseph said, well, in 3 days you're going to get out of here, and you're going to be restored to your job. The other guy heard that. He said, man, he said, that sounds good. He said, guess what I dreamed? He said, I baked some goods, and he said, I had them carrying them on my head here, and he said, and birds came and ate them up. He said, well, in 3 days they're going to take your head off and hang you. Amen. So he told the truth, you see. Sometimes it's hard to tell bad things. Amen. It's, as a preacher, sometimes there are certain things we don't want to preach. Amen. There are certain things I don't like to preach, but certain things I have to preach anyway. Amen. Sometimes we have to preach some harsh things, because that's just what the Lord has to say. You know, some of us get kind of hard-headed, and if we won't take good instruction, God has to get a little tougher with us sometimes. Sometimes you got to pick up a Holy Ghost 2x4 and get our attention. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? Some of you are grinning, so I think some of you probably got it. Amen. He has to get our attention just a little bit. Amen. And so, but they forgot all about it till Pharaoh had a dream. Amen. And then all of a sudden the butler remembered. He said, hey, he said, there was a fellow in prison. I had a dream and he told me what it meant. I always love what Joseph said when they brought him before Pharaoh. I like this. When they went to get Joseph, you know what he did? The Bible said he went and shaved, put on his best, whatever prisoners have that's good. Amen. Got himself as presentable as he could probably get. I still think if we're going to represent the kingdom of Jesus Christ, we need to do the best we can with what we got. Amen. We don't have much, but what we have, let's do the best we can. Because we represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. And so Joseph did that. He's going before an old heathen king, but he said, hey, he's a king, and I'm going to do the best I can because I represent the King of Kings. I represent the Lord of Lords. Amen. And so he goes and he gets all fixed up and he goes before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh tells him, I had a dream. Amen. Tells him the dream. Or says, nobody can tell me what it means. Amen. Told him the dream. Joseph said, well, God knows the answer to dreams. And I love what he said. I've used this so many times in my personal life. He said, God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. There have been many times in my life when all I could get was an answer of peace. I didn't get an explanation. God didn't tell me why. God didn't tell me how. God didn't even tell me how it was going to end. But He gave me peace. And He said, it's going to be all right, son, because I'm in charge. Hallelujah. You just leave the end up to me, and it's going to be all right. That's an answer of peace, and that's enough. That's enough for a child of God. And so he said, God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Gave him the dream. Joseph gave the interpretation. Amen. And he gave him the kind of interpretation that impressed the king. He recognized the wisdom and the spirit that was in Joseph. Now listen, Joseph by this time had been in Egypt for many years. Now then he was 30 years old. 13 years had passed by. And instantly, well, you talk about a promotion. Hey, when God gets to promote somebody, He can do it in a hurry. And so in one day, he went from being a prisoner to being the governor. Wow, what a change in one day's time. Amen. God took him out of jail, and he was a jailbird one day, and he was the governor the next day. One day he was locked up. The next day he was riding around in the king's chariot with a golden chain hanging around his neck and the king's ring on his finger. And when he rode down the street, just as his dream was coming true, because everywhere he looked, people were bowing down. Hallelujah. Amen. And people were honoring him, and he had a place of honor, and he had a place of importance. Amen. And God gave him wisdom. Joseph was a wise man. You know, a lot of people handle persecution and problems better than they do prosperity. Some people, when they begin to prosper, they don't handle that very well. That's when they lose out with God. I've watched people when God began to bless them and they start getting a lot of stuff. They get further and further and further away. One man came to the pastor. He said, "Pastor," he said, I just can't pay my tithes anymore. And the pastor said, "Why is that?" He said, "Well, man," he said, "I'm making too much money." He said, "When I wasn't making much," he said, it wasn't much. He said, "But now, you know what? I'm paying a lot of money." And the pastor said, "I understand." He said, "But you need to pay your tithes, so let's just pray that God will take all that away so that you can pay your tithes again." And he said, "No, I don't believe I want to do that. I think I can manage." Hey, folks, 10% is 10%. 10% is 10%. 10% of 10 is still just 10. Amen. And 10% of 10,000, amen, is just a little thousand. Amen. It's still the same. But let me tell you something. It's a whole lot easier to make it on the 90 or on 9,000 than it is on 90. Shake your head like it's right here. That's right, Brother Chris. Yes, that's right, Brother Chris. It is. Thousands is a lot of money, but it's a whole lot easier to have 9,000 left over than it is to have 90 left over. Some of us know what the 90's like and don't know what the 9,000's like. Amen. Praise God. But you know what? When God blesses you, amen, don't lose out. Determine, I'm going to maintain my balance. Hallelujah. I'm going to give thanks. If God keeps loading my wagon, I'm going to keep blessing others. I'm going to keep giving to others. I'm going to share the benefits. I'm going to share the blessings. Amen. God blesses people. And so God bless Joseph. Here he is. He's the governor. Amen. Meanwhile, back in Canaan, guess what? Famine came. Amen. And all of a sudden, Jacob heard the word. He said, "Hey, boys," he said, "I hear that there's corn in Egypt." You know why there was corn in Egypt? Because Joseph was there. God blessed a whole nation because of one man. Do you know what I said? I said God blessed a whole nation because of one man. Do you know why the United States of America has been a blessed country? Financially and every other way? Because it was a nation that stood for one man, Jesus Christ. But when we make up our mind as we are doing right now, and people are turning their minds and their hearts away from Him, I promise you this nation is going to start falling. It already is. We are not built on a solid foundation. Our house is a house of cards. And just one little puff of adversity can bring it all falling down. Amen. God used the United States of America to send missionaries all over the world. God has used this country greatly. God blessed Egypt because of Joseph. God blessed America because we stood for Jesus Christ. But now that we're turning our back on Him, He will turn His back on this nation. You mark my word. Amen. The Bible said, what's going to happen to the nation that forgets God? It said it's going to be turned into hell. To live in any place that's without God is living in hell, folks. You ask a nation that has turned its back on God. You see what happens to it. Amen. You see the judgment. I'm not talking about just the judgment of God. I'm talking about the sure greed that gets in people's hearts. Amen. You know what makes people sweet? Jesus Christ. You know what makes people honest? Jesus Christ. You know what makes people want to do right? Jesus Christ. You do away with Him and you get what we're getting into. Amen. I didn't mean to get off on that soapbox, but pretty good anyway. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But here they are. All of a sudden, the news comes, hey, there's corn in Egypt. They didn't know Joseph was there. Last time they saw him, he was a 17-year-old boy. in the bottom of a pit. 20 years have passed now. Amen. One day they wake up and they said, hey, let's go to Egypt and get some corn. Amen. Here they load their wagons and here they go. You see, Jacob had wagons, but Joseph's wagons were not like his. He said, here we go. We got empty wagons. Amen. We're going to get something. That's our wagon, isn't it? We don't have much all by ourselves. He's got to load it for us. Praise God. And so they're sending wagons to Egypt. Here they go. They're ready to go get some corn. Amen. And who do they find when they get there but Joseph? But the Bible says they didn't know who he was. They sold the little 17-year-old boy into slavery. And here stands a 40-year-old man. A man of authority. A man of wisdom. A man of grace and power. Amen. And they look at him. They don't in any way recognize who they're standing before. But instantly, the Bible said Joseph recognized his brethren. I know who you are. Amen. Praise God. That was a tough time for him. Amen. But I'll tell you what was in Joseph's heart. He had the power of life and death right there. All he had to do was say one word, and they would have been put into slavery, prison, or even to death. But thank God Joseph had a forgiving spirit. He had the Spirit of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to go into the whole story. I don't have time to say all of it. But just let me say this. He used a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom. He was a wise man. Went through a process. Amen. And through the process, he got his brother to come, his little brother. Amen. You see, he had 11 brothers, but only one of those brothers was born of the same mother that he was. And the one that was his brother wasn't part of the scheme. And so he finagles around and he gets his brother to come. Benjamin comes in. And when he sees him, he had to go to another room and cry a little bit. He was so happy to see him. Boy, I'd like to have been there when this happened. Can you imagine when Joseph comes out of that room and he walks back in there and he's dried his tears and he walks back in that room and he looks at those boys standing around here and he says, I got something to say. I am Joseph. Woo! Boy, you talk about hitting the ground. You talk about bowing down, all 11 of them hit their knees. Put their head on the carpet right there on the spot. Joseph's dream was coming true. Hallelujah. They were scared to death. The tables have now turned. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what was in Jacob's heart. It was the Spirit of God. Amen. Listen to what he said. Verse number 5. He said, Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. You see, Joseph could recognize he worked through his brethren, but it was God doing the work. Amen. A lot of us would have said the devil did that. But Joseph said God did that. Amen. Verse 7, and God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. My, 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 my. Hallelujah. Well, what a revelation. And the Bible said he fell on Benjamin's neck and he started hugging him. And finally he hugged his other brothers and finally their tongue loosened up a little bit. Through all this, apparently they had not said a word. Amen. But now joy comes into the house. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 13 he said, and ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. Hallelujah. Amen. So here's what he did. And when Pharaoh heard about all of this, God started working in Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh said, hey, he said, I got a bunch of wagons out here, and we're going to load them up with goodies. And we're going to load them up with grain. And we're going to send them down to your father. Hallelujah. And we're going to send them down to your house. He said, and you tell those folks they don't have to worry about bringing a thing, because everything they're going to need is going to be right here. We're going to supply all of their needs when they get back here. Amen. Praise God. That sounds like another story. Hallelujah, that I've heard about. Amen. I remember hearing another son saying that I am Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, because he humbled himself, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so he said, let's send the wagons. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, here they come. Verse number 22 said he gave to all of them, to each of them, he gave changes of raiment. Amen. He gave them some new clothes. Now, I know that may not sound like a big deal, but you know what? Things were a little different back then. When you wanted a garment, you had to go out and pick the cotton. And then you had to spin it by hand. And then you had to weave the material. Not just sew it, you had to weave it. It was a slow process. People didn't have a whole closet full of clothes. They usually just had one. It wasn't about deciding what you're going to wear that day. That's, if you had one, you were blessed. You didn't have a lot, because it took a lot of work to make a garment. Amen. Now we got clothes everywhere you look, there's clothes. You can go down to the border and close to Mexico, and they got big bulldozers down there, and you go in with a bag, and you just put everything you can in the bag, and they just charge you almost nothing for everything you can put in there. They sell it by the pound, because there's so many. You ever thought about how many clothes there are? Folks, there's a whole bunch of clothes in the world today. Everywhere you look. And I know, as you, we may think they're high, if you think they are, you're shopping the wrong place. Amen. I'll tell you the truth, I'm still buying clothes as cheap as I bought them 20 years ago. That's right. You just got to know where you're shopping. Amen. You can still get real good deals. I tell you what, I bought a pair of jeans one day for $2. Brand new. And I was bragging about that till I wore them. When I took them off, my legs were completely black. I mean, they were black jeans, and that old dye had turned my legs, and then I bent over, and that was a mistake. Amen. Rip! Into that. Into that. Amen. So the $2 wasn't all that good of a deal. Amen. So sometimes you get what you pay for, right? That was one of those times. Amen. Didn't work out as well as I had intended. Amen. Looked good, but wasn't the quality, just wasn't there. Praise God. But he gave them two. Everybody got two changes there. Got a change of raiment, but his brother got five. Hallelujah. Amen. 300 pieces of silver. Silver is a symbol of redemption. Amen. Praise God. Five was a number. That's a fivefold ministry today that God gave us. Hallelujah. So he gave some special gifts. God gives some special gifts. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, God gives some special gifts. I want to have the spirit of Joseph so that God can give me the gifts that I need and the gifts that he wants to give. But if you'll give God the option, friend, he'll bless you. Do you hear what I said? I said, if you'll give God the option, he will bless you. Yes, sir. Amen. Or if you don't give him the option, you'll have to send correction, chastisement. Amen. Praise God. And then he sent his papa 20 donkeys loaded with good stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. And wagons. And they gave him a warning when he sent them away. He said, see that you fall not by the way. Folks, we're headed to Canaan. We're getting out of here. Amen. You got to be careful, though, that you don't fall by the way. We've got a new change of raiment, don't we? We've got some garments of righteousness. We've been blessed. God has loaded us with benefits. But you be careful that you don't fall out by the way. You make sure that you don't detour somewhere and get off track. Make sure that you keep your mind on the mission. Amen. And that you get to where you're supposed to be going. So they came to their father. By now excitement had set in. They saw redemption. Amen. Can you hear the excitement in their voice? They couldn't wait to see Jacob. He had been grieving all these years. Now, I don't know how they explained all this a little later on, what happened. Amen. But right now, they couldn't wait to tell Joseph, to tell Jacob what was happening. So they ran in and they told him, they said, Joseph is yet alive. And he's governor of all of Egypt. Now, quite honestly, that'd be kind of hard to swallow. I mean, it's been 25 years now since he saw his dear boy, 17 years old, go out to the fields to see his brethren, and he never came home. All they brought back was a garment dipped in blood. And that's all he had to remember his son by. And a lie. That's all he had all these years. And all of a sudden somebody comes in 25 years later and said, hey, Joseph is alive! And he's the governor of all of Egypt. Can't you see the wheels turning? Some things are just too good to be true. Amen. It's not too good to be true. It's not too good to be true. Amen. But he just couldn't get his mind around it right then. Amen. There were two things that convinced him. One were the wagons. When he saw those wagons and all that stuff, he said, somebody in Egypt loves me. Might have had a t-shirt. Somebody in Egypt loves me. Praise you. There's somebody that loves me. Sent me all these things. My. Look at these wagons. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, you and I need to live blessed lives. You hear what I said? I said we need to live blessed lives. Yes, sir. Amen. This old world, I don't care how much they get, they're never satisfied. You know what I'm talking about? People living in better houses they ever lived in, driving better cars than they ever drove, eating better food than they've ever had. Amen. Wearing better clothes than they ever wore, got more than they've ever had, and complaining with every breath. And we better not let that spirit get a hold of us. Amen. It's not good for a child of God to get that kind of spirit. Amen. We don't need to let this old world rub off on us. You can't be a good soul winner like that. You can't serve God like that. You can't be a good witness like that. Amen. Instead, you got to tell people that every day He loads me with benefits. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look how blessed we are tonight. You got to let folks know that you're a blessed individual. Amen. Don't complain with your mouth full. Amen. Praise God. Give God glory. Give God thanks. Give God praise. Amen. And so when he saw the wagons, it was a witness to him. Somebody loves me. There's some truth to what these people are saying. You see, when you live a blessed life, people can't help but see that. I said, when you live a blessed life, people are going to observe that. They're going to see, instead of grumbling, you pray and you praise. They're going to see that you have a different attitude. You have a different spirit about you. You have confidence. You have faith. You're not scared to death about what the world's coming to. But you have confidence. Hallelujah. You believe that God is with us through all of this. And no matter what happens, God's going to take care of us. Amen. You see, you have a different spirit. You have a different attitude. You're a blessed person. You need to understand that tonight. And that's what you need to show the world. Amen. Let God bless you and let your good spirit be a witness to the people around you. Amen. You let people see your wagon full. Hallelujah. I said you let people see your wagon full. Amen. Praise God. There was some fellows that got together, and they were college buddies, and they said, we're going to get together in 10 years and we're going to see which one has done the best. 10 years passed, and they went to the first guy's house, and my, what a house he had. Had some marvelous cars parked out in the garage. He said, man, he said, I have done so well. Amen. And then they went to the next guy's house. He wasn't the smart one, but he had done better than the other guy. He had a bigger house and more stuff. And they said, how did you do this? He said, well, you know, I never was good in math. He said, so I went in business and I just made a 2% profit. They said, man, you did good with 2%. He said, yep. He said, if I bought it for 50, I sold it for 100, just 2%. And he done real well. And then they went to the other fellow's house, and he didn't quite live in such a nice house. It was good, but it wasn't as good as theirs. And he didn't have quite as much stuff as they had. And they said, well, looks like you haven't done as well. He said, oh, yeah. He said, you hadn't seen my treasure yet. He went down and he had a little boy, and he opened the door. And that little boy had his Bible in there. And he was sitting over at the table and he was reading his word. He said, you see that? He said, that's my treasure. And they went down a little bit further. He opened the door, and he had a little girl in that room. And she was on her knees, and she was saying a prayer before she went to bed. And he said, you see that? He said, that's my treasure. Amen. You see, this is the wagon that God loads. Amen. You let God load your wagon, He'll load it with things that'll really benefit you. Amen. All the trappings and the stuff of this world that's going to be consumed with fire doesn't amount to anything. But to see your children saved, that's a treasure. To have peace in your home, that's a treasure. To have a stable marriage and a good partner and confidence in one another and not fighting and fussing all the time and threatening to leave all the time and all the garbage that goes on in so many homes and hating one another, living under the same roof. Amen. It's a treasure, friend, to have a good marriage. It's a treasure to have precious children saved. Amen. That's a treasure like no other in this world. You can't buy peace. I said, you can't buy peace. That's a gift. Amen. And God loads us with peace. God loads us with wisdom. Amen. God's gifts are a right spirit. Amen. And joy and peace and righteousness. In the Holy Ghost. Amen. You talk about loading a wagon. That's a witness. And then the next thing he said, in the Word. Amen. First of all, he said, I'm Joseph. God sent me before you to preserve life. Amen. Where does life come from? Jesus. He said, I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Praise God. He said, I've come to save your lives by a great deliverance. Anybody been saved tonight? Anybody been delivered with a great deliverance? Anybody been brought out here tonight? Praise God. Amen. He said, and you tell Papa that I'm Lord of all and I'm the ruler. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He's Lord of lords and He's King of kings tonight. He said, you tell Papa, you come on down here. He said, and I will nourish you. He said, I'm going to move you real close to me. There's a special place in Goshen that I have prepared. And you just tell him to come on down, he said, and I'll take care of him. And he said, the last thing, he said, you tell of all my glory and what you have seen. Amen. Praise God. When they brought those apostles in, and they told them, don't you preach in this name of Jesus anymore, and they beat them with some whips. They said, hey, they said, we can only talk about what we have seen and what we have heard. They said, we are eyewitnesses of His Majesty, and we've got to tell what we've seen, and we've got to tell what we've heard. That's all you got to do, folks. Just stay with the Word. Amen. Joseph or Jacob was so faint-hearted he couldn't believe it. But when they got to telling the Word, there's just anointing on the Word. There's power in the Word. Amen. There's anointing upon the Word. And when they started telling the Word, amen, his spirit revived. And when he saw the wagons, he revived. Hallelujah. The answer for this world is for us to go forth with a spirit loaded with the benefits of God, being a good witness to the world, living your life like a Christian, and giving the Word of God that has power and anointing and life in it. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Two winning witnesses. The wagons and the Word. Anybody blessed here tonight? If you don't know that you're blessed, you must be blind. Amen. Pray, you must be blind. Amen. If you don't understand that you're blessed, hallelujah. Anybody feel blessed tonight? Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm not wealthy, but I sure am blessed. And blessed is a whole lot better. Amen. Praise God. Blessed is a whole lot better. I read about a man that was one of the richest men in the world. Amen. And in one day's time, he lost it all. But he was a blessed man. And all he could say was, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Everybody can sing the first verse, the Lord giveth. It's real hard to sing the second verse, the Lord taketh away. And very few people can sing the third verse, but blessed be the name of the Lord. But Job was a blessed man. Even his wife saw him in his misery and said, curse God and die. How can you maintain your integrity? Just curse God and die. Job had something on the inside. I'm a blessed man. Amen. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible said in all these things, he didn't curse God or charge God foolishly. Amen. Praise him. When God got through with Job, he had twice as much as he ever had. My, what a testimony. Job has become a proverb through the ages. Amen. Anybody that goes through trouble, one of the first things they want to do is get close to Job. Amen. They want to read Job. They want to talk about Job. God brought him through. He was a blessed man. Blessed man. Trouble may come, but a blessed person understands that God's going to see me through this. God's going to see me through this. God's going to see me through this. The Apostle Paul said, I have learned to both abound and to be in want. But in whatsoever state I am, he said, I have learned, that's the key word, I have learned therewith to be content. And godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you'll just leave the loading up to God, he'll load your wagon with just what you need. Amen. If you'll just leave it up to him, he'll load your wagon with just what you need. Praise God. Don't you come telling God what you got to have. You just back it up there and say, Lord, load me up with what I need today. Amen. You see what's ahead. You know what tomorrow holds. Just give me what I need. This day, my daily bread. This day, my daily bread. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anybody need your wagon loaded tonight? Why don't you just back on up here? Amen. Or come on up here to the front of this building. Amen. Say, Lord, load me with your benefits. With your benefits. You see what I need today. You see the hunger of my heart. Amen. You see the neediness of my soul. Amen. Supply me today, God, with just what I need. Amen. I'm kind of running on empty today. I need a little help. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I remind you again tonight of the fellow in the prayer room that was praying, God, feel me, Lord. Feel me. A little critical brother beside him said, don't fit him, Lord, because he leaks. Amen. That's why all of us need to be filled, because we all leak. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Every day we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Anybody full of the Holy Ghost tonight? If you're not full, why not? If you're just half full, is that really enough? If you're running on a quarter of a tank, is that nearly enough? If you're getting close to empty, for goodness sakes, why? Amen. Praise God. Why don't we come and say, fill me, Lord. Amen. Life has a way of taking it out of us. Trials and troubles and pressures and tribulations have a way of taking it out of you. Amen. I need you to fill me fresh. Amen. Renew me, O Lord. Renew my spirit here tonight. Fill me fresh, O God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's it. Let's do it, folks. Let's just open our hearts tonight. Let the Holy Ghost fill us fresh and new. Oh, yes, Holy God. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. Holy Spirit of God, fall fresh on me. Amen. Help me, God, not to be full of bitterness. Help me not to be full of anger. Help me not to be full of unforgiveness. Amen. God, help me to be full of love. Help me to be full of joy. Help me to be full of peace. Help me to have a spirit of righteousness. Amen. Help me to have a clean heart. Help me to lift up clean hands. Oh God, let me be pure tonight. Let me be pure. Amen. Hallelujah. I need you, Jesus.
I need you. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Let your here.
And thank him tonight. Hallelujah, because he daily loadeth us with his benefits. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before you get out of your house in the morning, you need to talk to the Lord. Amen. You need to say, fill me up, Lord, with premium. Amen. This is not going to be a regular day. Amen. I got some mountains to pull. Amen. Been a long time since I've seen Ethel, but we might need to bring Ethel back. Amen. Just put a little premium in there. Amen. Let's get the high octane stuff. Praise God, because this is just going to be one of those weeks. Amen. Let the Lord load you daily with his benefits. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't forget the Sunday school meeting. Amen. The Lord bless you all involved in Sunday school. Please make your way to the ladies' prayer room right now. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. Amen.